KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, the Atlantic girls swim team will be honored with a send-off assembly this morning at the Atlantic High School. Atlantic qualified 8 different events for the state swimming championships that will be held in Marshalltown this weekend. The assembly will be held this morning at 9:30 at the Atlantic High School auditorium, and then the swimmers will head off for the state meet. The Atlantic qualified in 8 different events, 3 of them relays, the 200-yard medley relay, also the 200 freestyle relay and the 400 freestyle relay. Among the individual qualifiers, Cambry Miller qualified in the 200 freestyle and the 100 freestyle. Anna Maria Lowry also had a couple of individual qualifiers in the 200 IM and the 100 backstroke. Also, Claire Christensen qualified in the 100 butterfly for Atlantic. Again, that state meet coming up tomorrow, Saturday, at the Marshalltown YWCA-YMCA. That's tomorrow for that tournament. The Exira EHK Spartans are set to host the Fremont Mills Knights in the Class 8-man quarterfinals in high school football tonight in Exira, and we'll have coverage here on KJAN. That's a rematch of the opening game of the season in which the Spartans were able to come away with a 45-27 victory. Both those teams are very different from that Week 1 matchup, and Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson has been impressed with what the Knights have done since that game.
It's quite impressive. They average here in their last, 10 straight victories, if I'm not mistaken, or 9 straight victories. They're just giving up an average of 7 points a game, while I think they're averaging close to 50-something. So, you know, obviously they're a different football team. Our kids understand that. They're hungry for it. You know, it's that time of year, and I'm hoping that, like I said, that our kids are excited for this opportunity as well. You know, you get to host a playoff game in the final round of, I always say, you know, of the playoffs before you make it to the Final Four. So, and you get to do that at home. You know, when you get to walk out of that locker room, it's pretty special.
Fremont Mills has a dynamic backfield with Seth Malcolm rushing for over 1,000 yards and 21 scores. Jager Powers gaining 681 yards and 14 scores. And quarterback Mason Venata adding 657 rushing yards and 17 more scores. Coach Peterson said they'll need to get a lot of guys flowing to the football to slow down the Knights.
They have a lot of different weapons. You have to make sure, you know, you're going to give up some plays. You got to be ready to go on to that next play, and our kids are going to have to make sure that we got to flow to the football exceptionally well, and we have to have multiple people to the ball getting ready to tackle. We have to be extremely, extremely physical, and I would expect our kids to do that.
Fremont Mills head coach Jeremy Christensen said it's a unique situation playing a team again in the quarterfinals that they saw to start the season with so much growth in between.
Yep, it's going to be an exciting deal. You know, I hope that both teams improve drastically from week one. You see each other week one, and then you kind of spread out, and you don't really see or hear much about each other until, you know, 10 weeks later. So it's kind of exciting to go through that process, and I think it's going to be a great atmosphere on Friday.
Exira EHK has been able to spread the ball out to multiple weapons despite some late-season injury issues. Cole Burmeister leads the way with 820 yards rushing for 18 touchdowns and also 803 receiving yards with 10 more scores. Coach Christensen said it'll be tough to stop the Spartans' offense, but he hopes his team can win the battle up front.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if you're ever going to stop an offense like that. They got just too many weapons. So obviously to try to slow them down, we just got to try to contain the football, try to negate the big plays. You know, you see a team that is explosive as they are. You know, you hope that you keep them to short yardage. You know, try to allow your defense to run and get to the football. And you hope you take over at the offense and defensive line to try to, you know, control that clock as needed. And as I said there's a lot of hope there, and that's not a very good strategy. So hopefully we can get our team prepared and be ready to go.
Well, the Spartans and the Knights are set for a 7 o'clock kickoff tonight. We'll start our pregame coverage at 6 o'clock this evening here on KJAN. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will have the call from the top of the hill up in Exira. You can catch the game on air, online, on the web app, and we'll have audio streaming on our Facebook page as well. Now, in addition to our coverage of the Fremont Mills Exira EHK contest tonight, I'll be in Avoca this evening as AHSTW will play host to Newman Catholic. I think they started their road trip about Wednesday to get all the way down from Mason City for this one. We'll have that for you tonight. We'll have updates in that contest for you tonight. I'll be checking in with you throughout the evening, keep you updated on that contest. That should be a good one, too. That's a quarterfinal game in Class A tonight. We'll, of course, wrap everything up tonight at 10 o'clock with the scoreboard show. That'll get you scores and highlights from all over the state. Lots of football tonight here on KJAN. A few other matchups tonight of local interest in Class 8, in the 8-player football playoffs. Arweva will be at home tonight. They're 10-0. They'll face Southeast Warren this evening in the Bracket B final in the quarterfinals. And also in Class 3A, Harlan is on the road at Lewis Central. That's a Bracket B matchup in Class 3A tonight with the winners advancing. Well, the Iowa 2020 football recruiting class has a new member. Last night, Lena Winslow, Illinois High School defensive end Isaiah Bruce announced his commitment to the Hawkeyes after receiving an offer in June. Bruce is a 6'1", 241-pounder. He's the third member of the 2020 recruiting class, joining quarterback Deuce Hogan and defensive end Michael Lois. According to 24/7 Sports, Bruce is the number 29 strong side defensive end, and he's the number 614 overall prospect in the class of 2020. Well, the longest current winning streak in Division I football is now 21 games. Mackenzie Milton threw for 312 yards and three touchdowns as ninth-ranked Central Florida outscored Temple 52-40 last night. Milton finished 17 of 33, threw an interception after missing UCF's previous game with an undisclosed injury as the Knights are now 8-0 on the season. Injured Oklahoma running back Rodney Anderson has announced on social media that he'll forego his senior season and he'll enter the NFL draft. Anderson suffered a season-ending knee injury in the second game of this season against UCLA. He didn't start until the middle of last season, but he eventually ran for over 1,100 yards and 13 touchdowns and caught five touchdown passes to help the Sooners reach the college football playoff. Well, Nick Mullins was named the San Francisco 49ers starting quarterback just a few hours before last night's game against Oakland. And then the undrafted free agent went out and delivered with the most productive debut for an NFL quarterback since the 1970 merger. Mullins completed 16 of his 22 passes for 262 yards, three touchdowns, and a 151.9 passer rating as the Niners blasted the Raiders 34-3. He threw touchdown passes to Pierre Garçon and Kendrick Bourne on the opening two drives and then coasted to the most lopsided win in the series since San Francisco won the first meeting 38-7 in 1970. Mullins got the nod after C.J. Beathard injured his right wrist last weekend. He made the most of his opportunity against one of the league's worst defenses. The Niners are now 2-7 after ending a six-game losing streak. The Raiders, yeah, they're awful too. They're 1-7 and tied with the Giants for the NFL's worst record. In baseball news, Jason Hayward and Mark Melancon know a good deal when they see one. The Cubs outfielder and the Giants reliever have let the deadline pass for exercising opt-out provisions in their contracts. Hayward has 5 years and $106 million left in his 8-year deal after hitting .270 with 8 homers and 58 RBIs in 127 games for the Cubs this year. He's been a disappointment since landing the contract, hitting .252 with 26 homers and 165 RBIs in 395 games. Melancon is owed $28 million over the next two seasons. Originally signed to be the Giants' closer, the three-time All-Star lost that role in 2017 and was 1-4 with three saves and a 3.23 ERA in 41 appearances last season. Boston's Rusney Castillo and Arizona's Yasmani Tomas also allowed their opt-out deadlines to pass after the two Cubans spent all of this year in the minors. The opt-out deadline for all major leaguers was Wednesday night. Also in baseball news, the Dodgers agreed to terms with infielder David Fries on a $4.5 million one-year contract after they declined his $6 million option for 2019. And the Cubs have exercised their $6.25 million option for relief pitcher Pedro Strop, and also fellow reliever Brandon Kinstler picked up his $5 million player option. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.